Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Yesterday, Government of India has invoked Section 7 of RBI Act for the first time in India after independence. And even before independence, the British government did not invoke such kind of a section to punish the RBI people. It seems that after writing two letters from the Government of India to the Reserve Bank Governor, I think Reserve Bank Governor is not succumbing to the pressures of Government of India, and therefore government is creating a situation that governor should resign. Viral Acharya, who is the deputy governor, three days back, he made a public comment while delivering Eddie Shroff lecture. He said that it is not a one-day cricket match. RBI is a continuous process. It's an institution, big autonomous institution. And government itself is an important institution of India. But government should not treat this as a one-day cricket match, and government should not expect and interfere in the autonomy of the RBI. I think Ministry of Economic Affairs and Government of India has definitely irked on such a comment from the Viral Acharya. Why Viral Acharya and Urjit Patel is not listening to the government? What is the perception of the Government of India about the RBI? All these questions are debating. Reserve Bank of India has planted three part-time directors on the Reserve Bank board. One is Guru Murthy, and he is a chartered accountant. Another is one Mr. Marathe. He is a Sahakar Bharati chairman from Pune. Now, both these directors are making their viewpoints in the RBI board very clearly. The viewpoints may be anything, but the way they are airing all these things and the way they are reporting to their masters, that is Government of India, Government of India is treating their viewpoint as a tool to punish the deputy governor and RBI. This is a very, very unhealthy practice. Government of India directly interfering into the autonomy of the board of the Reserve Bank of India and the functioning of the Reserve Bank of India. There may be two reasons. One, now Iran is going to stop exporting oil to India, so prices will go up. The rupee and dollar fluctuations will be manipulating, and now it is 74 rupees per dollar. It may reach to the 100, perhaps this month itself. Now in this situation, government of US, that is America, Donald Trump, is threatening that government should not purchase oil from Iran. And in that case, United States will force India to purchase their oil at dollar rate. So government needs the dollar reserves of the Reserve Bank of India under their control. So a perception is developed in the market. The government of India is trying to control RBI's dollar reserves, which are very, very precious. So far, almost 70 to 80 lakh crores have been spent to check the slipping of rupee, slide of rupee so far. The government may choose, as they are choosing their cabinet ministers, as they are choosing their state ministers, as they are choosing their, into inverted comma, bureaucrats who are liked by their ministers, those same type of bureaucrats they may put as the head of the RBI. RBI is known for its good governance. Dr. Manmohan Singh was the governor, Dr. B.Y. Reddy was the governor, but Dr. Subba Rao was the governor, Dr. I.G. Patel was the governor. All these top governors, they have led this RBI to its glorious heights. Reserve Bank of India's powers are being curtailed. Reserve Bank of India wanted certain powers from the Government of India. Government did not listen to the Reserve Bank of India. So governor and deputy governor, for their own reasons, whether they should get the powers or otherwise, whether they have got adequate powers and they are not using it, these are different questions. Government should not tinker with RBI. Government has already tinkered with Supreme Court. Government has already tinkered with all the universities. Government is tinkering with all the public sector undertakings. And now government is tinkering with the Supreme Court. This is disastrous. This is disgusting. People of India should not tolerate Government of India's intervention in RBI.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.